You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Let's be clear. White Linen Party, September 2nd. Lila James, Raheem Devon, Lavelle. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to my guy, Lavelle. I got an inbox about him the other day. He was in Atlanta singing, and one of my friends was like, I met your guy. He's very talented. Tell him I said, what's up?
My dude.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say he always singing. You know, when he's on the sidewalk, he sings. When he at home, he sings. Every time I see Lavelle, he always hitting a note.
Tickets at KPRS.com. Last night was, of course, the primary on both sides of the border. Talk of the town, of course, is the Kansas governor race. Democrat Laura Kelly will face off either against Chris Kobach or Jeff Collier. Right now, the race is too close for the Republicans, about 541 votes at 6 o'clock this morning separate the two. So the election folks say that by 8 o'clock they should be able to declare a winner.
Yeah, they have some type of computer glitch or something going on.
Well, the issue is that it's too close to count right now, so they don't want to call a winner until they have everyone. Johnson County is the actual county that's the issue. Mm-hmm. Also, U.S. Senate race, Claire McCaskill, easy victory, 83% of the votes for Democrats. She'll be going up against Josh Hawley, who took 59% of the Republican vote. Prop A, resounding no from the voters of Missouri, 65% victory on that. Question one in Kansas City was about residential rental inspection. That passed. 57% said yes. Jackson County Executive, Frank White, 68% victory for Democrats. And the Green Party voted Nathan Klein, so he'll be going up against incumbent Frank White. Raytown gas tax increase, 55% of the voters said no on that. Raytown property increase, 69% of the voters said no. Of course, the Jackson County sheriff race was invalidated. What's going to happen is the Democratic and the Republican parties will nominate one, and then in November they'll go up against each other. So hopefully we'll find out who those choices will be soon. Jackson County Legislative District 2, Democratic Ron Finley took the vote for Democrats.
Well, Raytown didn't want no increases, huh?
No, nothing.
They said, my bills are already too high. I don't want nothing.
Yeah, so as soon as we find out for the race for Kansas governor who is going to be representing the Republicans, we'll definitely announce that.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the lower 90s. Partly sunny skies. You're a clear 72 right now in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
Brad Pitt, a deadbeat?
Whoa.
Angelina Jolie has filed a new court document claiming that Brad Pitt isn't contributing enough to help support their six children.
Well, that's a whole Brady Bunch right there, boy.
Jolie claims that Pitt hasn't paid any, quote, meaningful child support at all during their ongoing year and a half long split.
You're not my dad!
I need to know the definition of meaningful.
There is no specific definition of meaningful right now. Of course, Jolie, 43, filed for divorce from Pitt, 54, back in September of 2016, citing irreconcilable differences. And custody of their six kids has long been an issue of contention during their split. Now, Maddox is 16, Pax is 14, Zahara is 13, Shiloh is 12, and then their 10-year-old twins, Vivian and Knox.
Yes, I'm singing, I want a mango.
Well, they better make a Thelma and Louise part two.
What you mean?
He was in that movie, Thelma and Louise. He was very young.
That was the weirdest, obscurest reference of all.
That's the only Brad Pitt movie I can think of.
He was in hella more movies than that, more popular.
I know, but I ain't seen none of them. My bad.
So Nicki Minaj's mother, Carol Mirage, has announced that she will be doing a tell-all interview about her son Jelani Mirage's rape case. Would you be there for your mom doing a tell-all about John or
Jared? Gotta chill out, man. Gotta chill out. It's some things that you gotta stay away from to not mess up the business. And I think this is gonna be detrimental to Nicki Minaj, to be honest with you.
And then it ain't like she's doing an interview with, you know, CNN or, you know, even Essence or Ebony. It's with something called the Hip Hop Hood Report with Charles Fisher and the Fitness Sheriff.
What is that? The Fitness Sheriff.
Fam, I have absolutely no idea who that is.
What channel is this on?
It says, wait a minute.
Uh-oh. I'm gonna
hear about my son's trial.
Uh-oh.
Channel 20, Optimum.
I don't know what that is.
Me either.
It's going to be on the CMT network.
You know, one of them, you know, where they be airing the city government meetings and stuff.
It's only one of them channels you can get with the antenna on it now.
Tia Mowry says that she is uncomfortable with breastfeeding in public. My niece breastfeeds, and I was over her house.
Like in front of people?
After the funeral on Saturday, I was there with my boyfriend, and she pulled it right out in front of him. And he was like, it's cool. My niece breastfeeds too. But it wasn't like you could see everything, but she did breastfeed right in front of him.
Now that's my kind of stare.
You look a little weirded out by
that. I would feel some type of way about it. Like, you just
why?
You gonna whip it out like in front of everybody?
It's a boob, fam. Ain't seen a boob before?
You can't go to the bathroom, bro.
Why do she gotta go in the bathroom to feed her child?
Go in the kitchen and feed
the
child.
Why do she got to go in the kitchen to feed her child?
Because that's where you eat at, right?
Why?
Just in front of everybody? Like, we just sitting on the couch and we watching, you know, Family Matters or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what was going on.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, it's okay. Because he has a niece that just had a baby, too. And she does the same thing. She just pulls it out and starts breastfeeding. It's natural.
Buck naked.
When you be with your homeboys and they pull out a blunt and start rolling in, you don't say nothing.
Not the same.
But if somebody,
that's
yes,
not the same.
What?
That's not the same, fam. Come
nobody
on.
Nobody says nothing if somebody starts rolling up.
Because
I don't get it.
Nobody's getting naked. That's why.
In the new.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because it's like 6:30 in the morning and my neighbors are out here fighting. Like, like it's not a bus stop in front of their house. Like, that's crazy to me. They don't have no common sense enough not to fight in front of these babies.
Oh my goodness.
Can you eavesdrop and let us know what they fighting over?
I don't know what they fighting over, and I care not to know. I don't like to run to fights. That's when innocent bystanders get killed and stuff. So I'ma just stay on over here on my porch until it's time for me to go. I'm just gonna pray that everything be okay. But that's crazy, it's too early.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Keisha.
All right, Keisha, thank you so much. Be safe, girl.
You too. Have a good day.
He gave him that 3-piece extra crispy.
Oh. More opportunities for Hot Summer Cash coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay with us. I know you want that $1,000 on Friday. Shouts out to University Academy. They're back in the building today. We got a school bell ring?
Oh,
no. You ain't got no school bell for me?
Mm-mm.
Okay, we'll make sure that we'll make it ring for the students on Monday going back to KCPS. And just a couple days later, the rest of the... there we go.
I didn't know Shabba Ranks had a song called School Bell Ring.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah,
School Bell Ring. Mm. Yes. Booyaka, booyaka. Mm. You don't know nothing about that?
Nah.
So a lot of kids will be going back rocking Jordans. Hopefully they weren't counterfeit.
Oh, Lord.
Boy, look, feds did a sweep in New York and seized $73 million in fake Jordans.
That's crazy. And a true shoe head can always tell the fake from the real. So if you find out you got some fake Jordans, you're going to get roasted.
Not really. They do a really good job. They do a really good job.
On 105th
Street. 125th
Street. 120, my bad.
But
in Harlem.
So they seize like a big container full that come from China, and then they take it to these shops in Brooklyn and Queens, and then they add the logos on. But the shoes look, you would not be able to tell the difference between those.
Hell no, ain't no way. What's wrong? Man, he just stepped on my cage.
Oh, Lord. So these people arrested are going to be facing 20 years in prison.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because did you know, I think it was the North Carolina basketball team, they recently got in trouble for selling Jordans, because they get the Jordans because Jordan sponsors North Carolina, and then they were selling them. So maybe they are part of that too.
No.
No? Oh, okay. I was stretching.
As usual, the way you go with the reach.
Ain't no reach. It all connects.
It doesn't.
Because it's Jordans.
Not really. Would you be willing to do 20 years in prison for 73 mil? Because that's what I started thinking about. I'm like, dang.
No.
73 million.
I don't want to do 20 hours in prison. Let alone 20 years. 20 years. Look at what you're going to miss out. Like, think about people who went to jail in 1998. And they coming out of jail in 2018 now. It is a totally different world. Look at everything that you done missed out on.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't finna sacrifice all that. No, I'm good. I'm just keep working my job. My good job, as your mother would say. And stay on my grind.
That's exactly what my mother says. You working your good Hot 103 Jams job.
Yeah, slow grind, legit hustle.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So NFL season kicks off September 6th. Still unclear what will happen with players protesting police brutality and racial inequality during the national anthem. But another big story is coming out of the NFL this morning, Brian. It'll be the debut of the NFL's first male cheerleaders, who will be performing and cheering alongside the women on the sidelines. So Quentin Perrin and Napoleon Jennings will be joining the LA Rams, and Jess Hernandez will be cheering with the New Orleans Saints. I'm here for it. What was that eye roll about?
I didn't do anything. It's not uncommon. You see it in college. You see it in high school. They get scholarships for that. So I don't see why this is such a big deal.
I wonder what uniforms they'll be wearing. There's a picture of them on Good Morning America, and they're just like in like jogging suits. I wonder what the uniforms will look like in relation to the women, who wear a lot of, you know, in many cases there's very revealing outfits, glitter and glitz.
It'll probably be something like the colleges do.
You think?
Yeah, like, you know, pants and a nice shirt or whatever.
I'd be interested to see what this is gonna look like on game day. Do you think that the fans are ready for that? Do you think there'll be any backlash from maybe drunken fans in the stands?
Well, you always gonna have some ignorant people that are in attendance, and you know, they don't represent everybody, but there's always a few bad apples in the bunch. But for the most part, I don't think this is going to be something that's going to cause any controversy or anything. You see it all the time, like I said, in colleges and high school. This should be a very easy transition to the NFL.
I'm interested to see what Kansas City thinks about that. If we had some male cheerleaders in Arrowhead Stadium this coming season, how do you think the fans would receive it?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24. Look for highs in the lower 90s today. Partly sunny skies right now. You are partly sunny at 73. Downtown KC Mo. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends.
You know what season it is, baby.
Radio broadcaster and sidekick to Howard Stern, Robin Quivers, is 66. Oh.
That's right.
Actress Megan Good is 37 today. Actress Countess Vaughn is 40 today.
Oh.
And rapper Mohandas Dewisi, also known as Kool Moe Dee.
My dog.
I used to live 56. Downtown. 120 9th Street Convent. Everything rockin', party.
Happy birthday to all my Leos born on August 8th.
So a fourth suspect has been arrested in the murder of rapper XXXTentacion. So this arrest happened on Tuesday evening. Trayvon Newsom is the young man's name. He had been at large and was taken into custody shortly before 5 p.m. He's been booked on two charges, murder in the first degree and robbery with a deadly weapon, and is being held in the Broward Main Jail. So apparently Offset and Cardi B have filed documents to register their daughter's name, Culture Kiari Cephas.
Cephas?
I don't know anybody that really want to use that name per se.
But they, you know, that's smart though, because they could market it for, you know, a cosmetic line or something, or you never know.
I'm rocking them Culture Kiaris.
Yeah. Shoes is,
they,
you know,
whatever.
They don't
quite have a ring to it to me. I'm rocking them Culture Kiaris. What about I'm rocking them Cephases? Yeah, I don't know.
They just doing it. They protecting themselves.
They also want to ensure that Culture can use her name for all musical recordings, motion pictures, mm-hmm. entertainment, marketing services, and promotion.
See? Smart. Very smart.
They want to use her name on online video games, dance events,
okay, now
and
they,
fan clubs.
All right, they're going a little too far now. Dance events?
What are you talking about, honey? Damn, this is above our pay grade.
Yeah.
You know, usually I just get people, you know, some diapers, you know, when they baby born. But this is on another level. We don't know nothing about this.
Yeah. I think they got some kind of financial advisor involved or something. That's what I'm going to do with my kid. I'm going to trademark my kid's names when I have them. Don't give me that look.
I don't think anybody is going to be interested.
Yes, they do.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Keep listening for your chance to get qualified for $1,000 this Friday in the Hot Summer Cash Contest. NFL season starting in a couple of weeks. And there will be a new addition to the festivities inside of the arenas. First male cheerleaders will be taking the field with the LA Rams and the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. I'm personally here for it. I love to see men dance. I think they bring an element to dance that's necessary. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as we talk about sports and sports watchers, the people who enjoy the NFL, do you think that they are going to be accepting of men cheering alongside women?
I think they'll tolerate it. I'm not sure if accepting could be the right word. I think some will, but I, you know, most people at NFL stadiums, I don't even think they will even notice it, Shay, to be honest with you.
I don't agree. If you think about the drinking that goes on, and many of the sports fans jeer the women. They're scantily clad and they're dancing and gyrating. And I've witnessed those women being taunted by men. And if there are other men there and you're drunk and you're already, you know.
Yeah, but I think you speak it to the minority here. Most people don't do that. Most people don't go out of their way to make fun of cheerleaders and do that type of thing. Some people do, but I don't think most people will.
So if we had some male cheerleaders at Arrowhead this season, how would you feel?
We do not need no male cheerleaders in Kansas City, New Orleans, Los Angeles, anywhere. We need female cheerleaders, bro. I don't know what this equality thing when it comes to that. Equal pay is one thing, but out there trying to twerk and dance, nah, we got enough of that with Antonio Brown. We do not need it, so I don't think we should do it at all. I mean, I understand all the talent and everything, that's one thing, lead at the college and high school.
But what about, you know, man, they get full ride scholarships for cheerleading, they go to college. What about that?
That's cool. No, I mean, ain't no wrong with the education. You know, you got to get some, you know, statistics in every class you're in. But you're a grown man, dog. You know what I'm saying? You're a grown man. You don't need to be out there in no tights trying to twerk and get your cheeks riled up. Get up there, get you a beer. You know what I'm saying? Chill out and enjoy the game, bro.
All right, what's your name, fam?
Marcus Spartacus. Your boy, Marcus Fresh.
All right, thank you.
Okay, y'all have a good one.
You too.
Wow. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Quentin Perrin and Napoleon Jennings will be cheering for the L.A. Rams. And Jess Hernandez will be cheering for the New Orleans Saints. Me personally, I'm here for it. The power, the excitement, the energy of male dancers, I'm totally here for. But I doubt if all of the fans will be there for it, B.
Nah, all of the fans won't. I say, I can't give you a number, but I know there will be, you know, a percentage of people who will be against it. And there are perhaps some ignorant ones who will make some comments, or, you know, they might boo or express themselves in that way, which is unfortunate. So you're right in that regard. But I feel like most people won't even blink an eyelash at it. And most of the time, the cheerleaders are displaying their skills during halftime. But during halftime, most people are up going to the concession stands or going to get beers or whatever. So I'm not sure. I don't think this will be a big deal, to be honest.
Would you be here for the Kansas City Chiefs premiering male cheerleaders?
I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, if colleges do it, I don't see why it will be such a big deal for it to be male cheerleaders. I think that them doing tricks and stuff like that will be a little bit more entertaining than seeing a whole bunch of girls dancing all the time. But I don't see a problem with it. And I'm a big, big Chiefs fan. So
there are other organizations that have male stuntmen. The Colts and the Ravens have already had that. But this is actually going to be different because they will be cheerleading alongside the women and doing the same routines. I personally don't have a problem with it, but I wanted to bring it up because I really felt like a lot of people are stuck in the 50s and they feel like dancing is for women and not for men.
They do competitions. To me, I thought cheer was actually a sport now. Like, people actually get scholarships and stuff to go to college for it. So I don't see an issue with it. It will be something different that everybody would have to get used to. I mean, it's, my goodness, it's 2018. I don't see a problem with it.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Ivory.
Thank you, Ivory.
Have a good one.
All right. You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Well, this Wednesday at 9:23 with Dr. RJ. Especially for the teachers.
Happy school year. Happy school year.
I'm going to tell Dr. RJ, you
go ahead.
That's what. Breaking news, unofficial results decide winners in two tight Kansas races. We were waiting on the results for the Republican race for governor. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach won over current governor Jeff Collier by less than 200 votes.
Mm. Wow.
Also, that person, well, Kobach, will face Laura Kelly, who won the Democratic primary for Kansas governor in a landslide victory.
Mm. Gonna be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Come November.
Definitely. Most definitely. Donald Trump endorsed Kobach yesterday in a shocker. Bob Dole went with Jeff Collier.
Bob Dole, he's a...
Mm-hmm. Well, you know he's a Kansas legend. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know he was still alive. My bad. I remember Bob Dole from when he ran against Clinton in 96.
In the Democratic race for the 3rd District U.S. House of Representatives seat, Sharice Davids won over Brent Welder by 3%. And will face incumbent Representative Kevin Yoder, who won the Republican primary for the seat.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
821. today. Look for highs in the lower 90s, partly sunny skies. Right now, you're partly sunny at 73 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's pop?
Brad Pitt, a deadbeat?
Whoa.
Angelina Jolie has filed a new court document claiming Brad Pitt isn't contributing enough to help support their six children. Whew. In these documents, she says that he hasn't paid any meaningful child support at all during their ongoing year and a half long split.
Damn! He better make a Mr. and Mrs. Smith part two or something.
Well, that's probably not going to happen because they're divorcing and she was in that movie too.
Oh, okay. My bad. Well, she could be replaced. They replace people in movies and stuff all the time. What else was he? He was in Fight Club. I got a story about Fight Club I can't tell on air, but.
That's okay. We'll find without knowing. Jolie's 43.
Don't dismiss
filed
me.
Filed for a divorce from Pitt, who is 54 in September of 2016, citing. Irreconcilable differences. Their six kids are Maddox, who's 16, Pax, who's 14, Zahara is 13, Shiloh is 12, and they have 10-year-old twins, Vivian and Knox.
You better get your paper up, Brad Pitt.
A lot of people didn't think that they were going to last anyway, but they held on for a long time because he was married to the other lady when they got together.
What other lady?
Jennifer Aniston.
Who that? You act like I'm supposed to know who she is.
Everybody else listening right now knows who Jennifer Aniston is.
I bet you some people don't.
She was on one of the biggest shows in television, Friends. Jennifer Aniston is a huge star.
Oh, my bad. Because I didn't watch that. My bad.
Nicki Minaj's mother, Carol Mirage, has announced that she will be doing a tell-all interview about her son Jelani Mirage's rape case. She went on Twitter to say that, quote, watch the Hip Hop Hood Report with Charles Fisher and the fitness sheriff as I share the shocking news the court don't want you to know in a tell-all interview about my son's trial.
The fitness sheriff. This ain't a good look, fam. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Her son was found guilty of predatory sexual assault and endangering the welfare of a child in November 2017. He faces up to 25 years in prison.
What channel is that going to be on again?
It say Channel 20 Optimum. I don't know what that is.
Is that UPN?
I don't think so.
TNN?
It might be like where you look in.
The Silent Network?
They be doing the city council. How they air that? I don't know. But I think that this is a bad move. And
it is.
Nicki should probably silence mommy. Yeah, like, you can't do that.
Yeah, she should put a halt to this. Nicki got enough money to where she could be like, mama, listen, here, I'm going to give you this bread. Just cancel it.
I do that all the time with my mother now. And all I be giving her is like $75.
Ooh.
I be like, mommy, no.
So how much money you going to give me? You know what I'm saying? What? To her what?
Give you a two-piece. That's,
Brian,
that's the
don't make me
you
cuss
get.
You out.
Anyway, Tia Bowery says that she is uncomfortable with breastfeeding her child in public.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about going to a Korean spa. Have you ever been to a Korean spa?
I've never been in no spa place ever.
I've been to a Korean spa. And for those of you who have been, you walk around in the nude.
What?
Yes, completely nude, everybody.
Ow. Why would you want to go there?
Well, they do good treatments and stuff, and the price is lower than a lot of other places.
Fucking naked.
They have these saunas that have different healing properties in it and whatnot. But I was uncomfortable there too, though, because
is there one around here?
Hush.
What?
You see a lot of stuff that you necessarily don't want to see.
Fuck naked.
Have you ever been into a locker room in like 24 Hour Fitness or Genesis?
Yeah.
Oh God, I had a terrible experience. I said, I am never coming back here again.
So the reason why she says she's uncomfortable is because, you know, during that place, people were coming up to her talking about sister, and she doesn't want to.
Come on, fam. Come on. Place and time. We're trying to feed the baby here, but you ain't supposed to be doing all that in public. No way. Go to the bathroom or something.
Yes, you can do that in public. My niece just had a baby last week, and she breastfed right in front of me and my boyfriend on Saturday. And he wasn't uncomfortable. He said, go ahead. His niece does it all the time.
I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. And
you need to get out more.
I'm good. On that, I'm good.
Get out more.
You get out more.
I'm done with you.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
Teachers, this one is for you. Self-care is a must. We need you to be at your very best. And you know what? With commitments to your students, your colleagues, and the administrators at your school, as well as a growing personal to-do list, it can be difficult to balance it all while still having time for yourself. In fact, stress can be so common that it can be hard to even recognize the symptoms. A rapid heart rate, shallow breathing, changes in mood, or trouble sleeping can all be ways for your body to tell you that you are under stress. And when your body talks, it's important to listen, because stress can lead to long-term health consequences like heart disease or type 2 diabetes. Finding ways to manage daily stress is critical to your health and well-being. You know, treating yourself with care can help you achieve a positive work-life balance and approach stress management in a way that balances your needs and the needs of your students. Happy school year! You've just listened to Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.